We are up to Paragimel, Masechet Taharos, Paragimel Mishnah Zayin, Tinek, Shenimsot, Bitsad Beis HaKvaros, a child that was found near in the vicinity of Beis HaKvaros, Ve'hashe Shanim B'yadoi, and he has in his possession roses. Ve'ein Hashe Shanim.
What's he doing?
What's he doing there? He's playing. He's playing there. In the Beis HaKvaros.
Okay.
He's near the Beis HaKvaros. He has in his possession flowers. Flowers. He's bringing flowers to put the flowers on. Maybe this is where it comes from. The minute to put flowers in a coffin.
Wow. Or by a grave.
By a gravesite. Maybe this is where it comes from. Hashem Yodai. The Ein Hashashanim Ela B'Mekoy Matuma. The Shashar will only be found in place of Tumah Tor. Why? Shani Oimer. Acher. Maybe it was where he plucked the flowers from. The flowers are growing out of the grave. So the flowers are going out of the grave. The only way he can possibly have plucked the flowers, have taken possession of these flowers, is by stepping on top of the grave. Because that's where they're growing from. No, we assume Tahar, we assume the child is Tahar. Why? Shani, I say, Acher Litan Vinosno, someone else plucked it and gave it to him. The caregiver plucked it and gave it to the child. The Chen Chamor Besakbarus, Kale of Tahar, his utensils are Tahar. But see, Vein Hashashanim Elim comes to Moshe, Yevshul Shika Hashashanim Elim Kain Yikonis the Beis HaKvaros. It is impossible for him to pluck these flowers unless he walks over a grave. Tahar Kevan the Ikon Limitlis Be'achar. Since there is a possibility that he came into possession of these flowers in a fashion in which he did not contract Tuma, we assume that to be the case. Shema Likton Acher, someone else plucked it, Vinosan Unasan Loloi, and gave it to the child. The Tinok Ein Boidas Lishoel, a child does not have an intellect to ask the question. This goes back to the principle of the previous Mishnah that Sofek Tumah, even in a Rishus Yachid, with regard to a child, Shein Boidas Lishoel is Tar. Okay, that's the previous Mishnah. Tchein Hamar. Does not have intellect to ask the question. So that's the Mishnah, Gevaldik Mishnah. Tinaik Shinimsa bin Sad Besakfaris, Hashashanim Yoda, Vein Hashashanim Elo Bimokam Tumma, Tor, Shadi Yomer, Acher Likton, someone else plucked them with Nosan Loi, Tachin Hamar, Bein Hakvaros, the Caliph Tom, we assume that someone else plucked them and gave it to them, and we assume that the donkey, we don't know how this came into possession of the donkey.
How he has the stuff, was he carrying stuff?
Did the donkey enter the Besakfaris, yes or no? So we have a suffix, so why don't we say it's a suffix, Roshos Yachin is Tom. The answer is, this is the site. Even though we know there's something called Savik Tam Bereshit Yachad is Tamei, that's only when that's only by Dover Sheyesh by Das Lish Shoel Olav. Since over here the child and the donkey do not possess intellect.
Intellect.
Therefore they are Tar. Is that clear?
As a bell.
Next, Mishnah Ches. Tinoig Shnim So Bisarayisa Abotzeg Biyodoi. A child that's near Do. And there is botzek biyodoy, v'abimei oimim etayer, v'achamim etanim. Shederech hatinik l'tapeach, it's derech of the tinik l'tapeach to touch it. Therefore, botzek sheyesh bo nikiras tarnagolim.
It's a new case.
Tinik shenim soa b'tzalisa. Tinik tomei, tinik is tomei. That's the key word. The tinik is tomei.
All the time?
No, in this particular instance, we know for a fact that he's tomei. And he's in the vicinity of kosher dough that's tahar. Dough that is tahar. This little child.
Yeah.
This child has in his possession a piece of dough.
He's still sitting there, and Rabbi Yonis is here.
Let's continue. We have here a child, a tinek. He has tinek is tomei, and the isa is tahar. That's what it says on the raf. Tinek shnimsa, tinek tomei, tinek tomei. Shnimsa b'tzad isa tahar. The isa is tahar. Yeah.
Correct. Why?
That's the mitzias.
I'm saying he's a tomei, and the isa is tahar.
Tahar. Techaticha shlisa zobiyo. That this child.
And now he has this piece of a chaticha of dough in his hand.
In his hand. So what is halacha? Rabbi Meir mitaher.
Chacham
mitamei. Why? Now what does it mean? Rabbi mitamei mitaher.
Rabbi Meir mitamei.
The other chayish lemiuta. He's chayish lemiuta. Rabbi Meir holds that the sava the roiv tinekos mitapchem meisa. Most children mitapchem means they poke.
Okay.
Or they pat dough. The Shem Alokachu Atzma Yisabotzek. Maybe he himself. How did the botzek get into his hands? How did the dough get into his hands? It must be the child himself. He grabbed it, he inserted his dirty hands. And by doing that, Vitime Yasisim is Hamid Yisim. Immediate in with Hamid. The same with him. The Shema Adam Tar Lah. Most children like to put their hands into dough and take a clump of themselves. A small amount in the majority dough. The majority do. The Shema Lokach, who is Atzma Yisabasek. Vitime Yasisa. Umid, you'll tell you, no, maybe it's a minority. Maybe only 33%. Because how then did the bots get into his hands? Someone else gave it to him. Someone else gave him a drug. Hashem, maybe Adam Tahar Lokach V'Nasan Lo. An individual who was tar took some of the dough and gave it to him. The Isazo Becheskas Tahira Medes. This piece of dough is Becheskas Tahira.
It says mean Metabcha. That would mean that he's not Metabcha the Isa.
Right. In other words, we have a question. How did this Botze get into his hands?
Right.
Either the child himself took it,
yeah,
or someone gave it to him. If someone gave it to him, then the Isa is the source.
This is going according to the second.
Well, we have to see. According to Rameh holds it's tahar. Why? Rameh l'tameh the chayish l'miuta.
I never understand the rose.
The chayish l'miuta. The sever and the sever. The roiv roiv tinoi kolis metapkem. Isa uveshem alokach lo yatzma zayim batzek vitim yas Isa. But umiot, a minority number of children do not put their hands into the clump of Isa and take a piece of batzek for themselves.
So why are we chayish for the miut?
So the point is it's 50-50. Since we are chayish l'miuta and the child is
why are we chayish l'miuta?
Ramei l'shitosayu. Ramei and gan shas. You're a dafyomi man.
Of course.
Ramei l'shitosayu and the gan shas. Ramei is always chayish l'miuta. This is shas 101. Go ask your magid shir. Ask your magid shir. Say the word of the mayor. As soon as the word mayor is going to come out of his mouth, chayish l'miuta. So mela.
Stam mishnah kruv mayor.
Chayish l'miuta. Yeah, but right. Chayish. Okay, and then also there's the chayish l'miuta. Therefore, it's a suffik hashakal. If you see a child that has this possession,
why is it suffik hashakal?
Because chayish l'miuta. We take that into consideration as being a 50%. When we say chayish l'miuta, it means it's at least 50% chance. Even though in the reality, in the world of the statistics, if you take a poll, Pew poll, a CNN poll, a Gallup poll,
how about a Fox poll?
Fox poll, or a whatever. All of these polls, they will tell you that it's only 3%. It doesn't matter. 3% is still chayish l'miuta. We view it as being 50%. So once we reach 50%, if male, it's a 50-50 chance, and 50 chance halacha. And when it comes to and the child is
miuta emitabcha.
And the meat is not metapkim. So there is a meat, and if how then did the child get into his possession of the dough? If a meat is not metapkim, how then did the bots that come into his possession?
Shema Adam
tohor lokach v'nosan lo.
The Yisuzu
b'cheskas tahar medes.
Well, once it's in his hand, it's coming, huh? Oh, but the rest of it.
He, yeah. Right, the east, yeah. East is the source. So therefore, simuch, mi'ut l'chazaka, combine the miut that some children do not put their claws into the Isa, with the cheskas kashas, that the dough had a chazaka, there was a presumption.
The Israeli Ruba,
therefore the roiv has become damaged, has been weakened. The havik palga. The tahar linyan tinuk she'ein boy das li sha'el.
Right.
V'achacham mekamei v'achacham betamim l'tamayu d'loy chayish l'miuta. V'achacham not chayish l'miuta. V'roiv tinukos betapchem. And therefore, we're not chayish. Therefore, we have a roiv. And therefore, v'halacha k'chachamim. Good. Next. Next one. The mission that we have over here. Next is we have over here tinuk shnum tum sali yisov levzav yoda rameir matar. So roif. Next, botzek sheyesh boy nikiras tarnigolim. There are claws. There are marks. You have botzek. In the botzek, you see the claws of a chicken. A chicken inserted its claws
in
the dough. Umashkin tameim b'sachabayis. Or another example. Let's see. Nikiras. Nikavim. Chalolim. Did you say that bracha every day? Nikiras. What does the word nikiras mean? It means nikavim.
Holes.
Nikavim. Yesh b'isa machmas satarnigolim shenikubab. The chickens have poked. Poke. They made poking marks.
In the ground? What's going on here?
In the dough.
Oh, they stepped on the dough.
They put their claws into the dough.
They wanted to knead it.
They put their claws into the dough. So what does over here?
Can I see it from the top, please?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Butze. New case. It's a new example. A new halacha.
Another case.
There's water that's tummy in the bias. There's water. You have water. You have a bottle of water that's tummy. Okay? Simple. Im yesh ben mashkin likikoros kadesh yinagvu spm baaretz. So the problem is, so what is the shaila? What's the shaila?
No idea.
The shaila is maybe the chickens, they went for a drink of water. When you eat, you get thirsty. When you eat food, do you get thirsty also? Do you like to have a drink? Look what you're doing now. You're drinking.
I'm not eating though.
Oh, but normally when you eat, you also drink. L'chaim tov mashallah. When you eat, you like to take a drink. So now let me ask you, the chicken tummy or tar? There's no such thing as the Baal Chai being tummy. No such thing. But maybe the chicken, it went and took a little sip of water.
Into the tummy stuff.
With tummy. And then went over to the dough and started pecking. But by pecking, he has released some of the mayim. So the mayim in his mouth has contaminated the dough. This is the concern. You have in the one room, you have some dough.
You mean all the animals that are tummy are shrotzim and stuff like that?
No, shrotzim are tar only when they're dead.
Oh, really?
Anything that is alive, any animal that is alive is tar. It's not shayich tuma when you're alive unless you're a human being.
Wow,
only human beings
can be tummy, wow.
Can make trouble. Think about that.
Levi.
Weiter. So you have over here. We have over here. What do I know of? Mashkim tmeim b'soich abayis im yesh ben mashkim l'kikaros kadesh she'yinagvu. If we have in between the mashkin, the liquid, and the loaves of bread, kadesh she'yinagvu, SPM.
Is it the loaves of bread? Yeah.
L'kikaros. The kikaros over here means.
Well, we're talking about
the batzek. I think what he means over here is it's a sinana, same thing. The word kikaros over here is just another term for the word batzek. That's what it appears to be. A batzek is a clump of dough which you make into a kikar. A kikar. So if the distance between the water and the kikaros is large enough that by the time naturally when he would go for the water and then go to the dough, the liquid in his mouth would spill out or would dry up. If we would do a scientific analysis, that if you go and you take a little drink and then you run to the other side of the room and you go and you put your claws into the batzek, it would be dry, then the rule is hare elu, the rule is tohirin. Then the rule is tohirin. Okay, let's see what's over here. She yinagvu, as they would dry their mouth ba'aret. Derechat hanagoylim la'achar sheshosu, after they drink. Minagve and pian ba'aret. Oh, that's what they do. Good manners. After they drink, they put their head into the ground and they dry it. Therefore, if yesh karka maspekas, it's enough karka bain. Mashkin l'kikaros kedei sheyuchlu l'nagi b'aspim l'achash shosu ha'kikaros toirim v'im l'ahav t'meim sherei nitmu b'mashkin t'meim shoya b'pien shol tarnagolim v'yaf al-gav d'v'yeish karka mafsekas b'nim safkulon inig v'b'yem ulo. Even though there might be a distance of land, who says they dried their mouth? Just because there's a distance between the liquid and the batzek, who are we to say that the tarnagolim, the chickens, actually dry their mouth? The avocado, the yesh karka mafsekas, it's a little suffix. Just because you have ground between where the water is and where they actually drink, who says the actual, that's the issue. This goes back to the principle that a suffix tuma bedava she'ein boi das li shoel is tahar. Good.
It's according only to Rabbi, right?
According to everyone. And there are Meir's cases when you have a miut, but here it's a 50-50 chance. Here it's not a miut. Here this is 50-50. We have over here water, and we have over here kikaros, and there's a distance. And in this distance, there's a 50-50 chance if the chicken will go and put its head into the ground to dry its mouth. It's 50-50. So we do not know what happened. If we do not know what happened, what do? It's a suffik ashakal, and since we're dealing with a creature which does not have the intellect to ask the question, the male is going to be tar. Good, next. Uvaparu uvakelav kidei sheyilachu es l'shoinam. What does that mean? When it comes to a par and a kelav, there has to be a difference, enough time for them to lick their tongue. In other words, also, yeah, there has to be a distance, a gap in between the liquid and the and the thing which they could have contaminated with, they could have dried their mouth. Gave to dry their mouth. He's a smart fellow. Let's see, a dog is a bikeach. They darker lishtos calls man shahu moitzi lechol. Shu oimer kol shah mashkin mitzvim, but ain't kol shah echle mitzvim. The hill kalacha krebi les miyakos. Different. We have over here a basin of water. A basin of water. And you have food. There's a concern that maybe the dog first took a sip from the water, and then went and took a lick and licked the food. Yeah?
Correct.
So he says that dogs are smart. When a dog sees there's water in one location and there's food in the location, the dog only goes for the food. Because the dog says to himself, I can always get water. Water's not a problem. Water is available all the time. Water is free. Food, ooh, that's not so simple. So therefore, I'm only going to go for the food. Therefore, we don't never need to be concerned for the possibility that the dog licked the water first and then was matam in the kikaros.
Therefore, if he has some butzik in his mouth, we say...
Therefore, he was not matam yet. Because the dog is not matame. The only reason why he would be matame is if he would first make contact with liquid and then touch the dough. We don't assume that. So therefore, the dough is a sophic, the dough is tar. Let's chaz this Mishnah. Okay. Wow, the three parak and taras. Speak simcha for me. Next. Tinoik shenimsa bitzad ho isa dough that was found near the dough. Vabot sek biyodai. This tinoik that's found isa and biyodai biyodai. Rabbi Meir mitaher. Rabbi Meir is mitaher. Why, if there's a tinoik and there's, so why don't we go sit in, how did the child get the botzek? 95% of the time, the only way the botzek came into the hand of the tinoik is because the tinoik, when he put his claws into the button to the isa. Yeah? The tinoik is tame. The tinoik is tame.
I noticed already.
Right, so how? A male mitar, because a male holds chayash lemiyuta, and a male it's a sophic, and therefore it's isra lechazaka. It's isra lechazaka. And it's 50-50 now. And a child is a dove, a shame by das li shoel. And remember, it's tar. Vacham is ham, because the chan go. Next period. But say, sheesh by nikivas had tarnigolim. The tarnigolim certainly poked into the dove. The shoel is.
The Ramish argue in the Metzias, because they say that they don't. It's the miyut that puts the hands into the thing. They're saying that all of them do it.
No. Not. It's a miyut that do not do it. It's a need that do not do it. That do not. 90, everyone agrees the Mitzvah is 95% of the children are mitapeach.
So put their hands in it.
So therefore, according to the Chavim, we go basarayf.
I'm saying.
And if we're tamei. And tamei.
But it's a machlekes in the Mitzvah.
No, it's not.
They're saying it's a miyut.
The Chacham also say it's a miyut. Everyone, that need that does not. Everyone says, read these words, look at these words. Shaderech hatinik lebedotapeach. Who says that? Everyone agrees to that. The Rabbanon say the majority put their hands into the dough. The Rameir also says the majority. If you just focus on the majority, it would be tamei. The reason why Rameir is mitayer, the 5% that do not do it.
Right. There's a miyut, and you have nobody to the air, so we go with.
We mitayer.
Yeah.
But it's not just the miyut. What?
It's not just the miyut. The meat
is Israel Chazaka. The chazaka that the dough has a chazaka
being kosher of being
tar. Smoke miut a chazaka. The dough has a chazaka being tar, and there's a meat of children that do not touch the dough. So therefore that's going to be sufficient.
Why not?
The chacham, because they go basarayim. They hold the rov is strong in the chazaka. That's machlekes.
Whether chayish lemiuta.
According to Rameis, chayish lemiuta. The meat is significant. So therefore, the meat is going to be combined together with the chazaka, and it's going to israel leruba. It's going to weaken the rov.
Huh?
Good. But which has over here the poking marks of the tarnagolim. Umashkin b'temeim b'secha bayis. So the child is, did the tarnagol take from the water that's tamei and infect, contaminate the dough? So Im yesh ben mashkim l'kikaros k'dei shi'inagbu espiyem, the derech is that they take some water, and as they walk, they bury their head into the ground to clean their mouths. Some chickens do it, some don't. It all depends what their matzav was in the previous skilgul, if they learned good manners to clean their mouth.
Right.
So therefore, im yesh ben mashkim l'kikaros k'dei shi'inagbu espiyem ba'aretz, they can cleanse their mouth in the earth. Hare elu tohoirin. 50-50. Davar Hashem Oidas Lishol Lestor. Let's say we have the same shah when it comes with a par of a kelev. We have a par, we have liquid in the room, we have food. And there's a shah of the par on the kelev, did it contaminate the food by touching the water first and then licking the food? So the same thing, if there is a reasonable possibility that they have licked their tongue, in other words, they have swallowed the contaminated water, the contaminated water is no longer dripping on their tongue, if there's a reasonable possibility, then with a 50-50 suffix, a davar shein b'das li shoel, we assume that the food is tar.
So we said in general that the kelev doesn't go for the water.
That's the next opinion. That this Tanakhama says it doesn't make a difference. It's 50-50.
It's 50-50.
But let's say it's less.
And you can't ask them, so it's tar.
Tar. But let's say it's less. Let's say it's the majority is it's tar. It's not 50-50. It'll be tame. It will be tame. Even by a kelev. Let's say the situation is such where it's less than 50-50. The statistics are it's less than 50. Then it's going to be tame.
Say it's a 50-50 there.
It says it has to be kidei sheyilachu es l'shoinam. Even in the worst scenario that they did go for the liquid, they did go to the liquid, there must be enough time and space for them to wipe their tongue.
And that's 50-50?
We have to make an evaluation. But ushar kol habehema kdei sheyis nagevul. So there has to be a possibility that they dried their mouth before touching the food. Even when you don't have that possibility, even if the distance between the two is less than that and is spaced by a dog, matar kelev should pikeach. A kelev is a pikeach. It's a clever creature. She'ein darka lo niyach esamozin le'elach l'mayim. So therefore, even if the amount of space is less than what's desirable, and if the kelev licked the water, he definitely contaminated the food. We don't know. It's still, the food will still be tar because we don't assume that he ever licked the food. He went to the water. It'll still be tar because we don't assume that he touched the.
He's going for the food. He's not going for the water.
Shedarkul aniyachas amozin lechamayim. Okay, we finished the third paragraph.
Three
in the Masechta Taharos. Not bad.
Neshama, I see his neshama.
All right, it's very good.